Oopy News, I'm Ben Thomas. No punishment for President-elect Trump for his hush money conviction. Julie Walker was at the court in New York.
That was the outcome of Friday's sentencing, a stoic Trump appearing on video from Florida.
This has been a very terrible experience.
And calling the case politically motivated.
It's been a political witch hunt. It was done to damage my reputation so that I'd lose the election, and obviously that didn't work.
Judge Juan Merchan explaining his rationale for no punishment.
Pursuant to the rule of law, this court has determined that the only lawful sentence that permits entry of a judgment of conviction without encroaching upon the highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge.
Still, Trump taking office on January 20th as a convicted felon and promising to appeal the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court heard arguments over a law that would ban TikTok unless the social media app is sold by its Chinese-based parent company. Mark Sherman covered that one.
Most of the justices seem persuaded the national security issue would trump any concerns about free speech restrictions. Justice Neil Gorsuch was the only justice on the court who seemed likely to side with TikTok and find that its rights and the rights of 170 million TikTok users were being violated. A decision is expected relatively soon because of the January 19th deadline.
Wildfires have together burned about 56 square miles around Los Angeles and destroyed more than 12,000 homes and other structures. At least 11 people have been killed, 5 from the Palisades fire, 6 from the Eaton fire. That number expected to rise. Roughly 150,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Greg Benton returned to the ruins of his home in Pacific Palisades.
He's gone. Wiped off the map.
This is AP News. Anita Bryant, a popular singer who later became known for her opposition to gay rights, has died. Lisa Dwyer has her story.
Anita Bryant was just 12 years old when she hosted her own local TV show. In the 60s, she enjoyed a successful recording career with several hit singles and 2 Grammy nominations. But by the late 70s, Bryant became more politically active. Her Save Our Children coalition opposed gay rights around the country, denouncing what she called the deviant lifestyle of the gay community and called gays human garbage. Activists organized boycotts against products that she endorsed, including Florida orange juice. During an appearance in Iowa, an activist jammed a pie in her face. Her career in entertainment declined. Her marriage to her first husband, Bob Green, broke up, and she later filed for bankruptcy. Bryant was 84. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.